We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Vav, paragraph Yud Gimel. V'zeh Shomra Zal, based on what we've been learning till now, we'll understand what the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 49, Tefillin Tzrichin Guf Naki. The Tefillin requires a clean body. The body has to be clean at the time that the person is wearing Tefillin. Sheloi Yofiach Bohem. And the halacha says that a person has to be extremely careful not to release gas from the while a person is wearing tefillin. If a person, I remember the wording that my rabbi, Rav Rosenfeld, Zechron Avrocha, the way he worded this when he taught us this halacha is that if a person feels that their stomach is acting up and they're going to be releasing gas, to tear off your tefillin. That's the wording he used, to tear off the tefillin, because you want to make sure not to do that while you're wearing tefillin. And in this paragraph, we're going to read a little bit about the severity of this, that this is a severe breach against the tefillin, chas v'shalom. If while a person's wearing tefillin, chas v'shalom, they're releasing gas because of an upset stomach, that kind of thing. Ki hanefichu hu mipsoiles hamachol. Because when a person has this kind of reaction, that the body is releasing gas, it's coming from the waste matter of the food that they ate. We spoke in the previous year, we spoke about the fact that when a person is eating, the food has a holiness in it, which provides positive energy to the person, spiritual energy to the person. And then there's the gashmius of the food, there's the physical aspect of the food, of which most of it ends up being ejected from the body. Removed from the body. So when a person's eating, what we're really going after is the healthy part of the food and the spirituality, the sparks of Kedusha that are found in the food, that can help us, that can add to us in a positive way. The other stuff is ejected from the body. What causes the gases to be released from the body, that certainly is coming from the psoilus of the machel, from the waste matter of the food that we eat. Shehu b'chinas gasus haruach, which we learned in the previous year, that represents gaiva, arrogance. Shehu avoydezora, which is synonymous with idol worship. Shehu ki tsoya, which the pasuk refers to as waste matter. There's a famous pasuk where where the pasuk refers to idols as ki tsoya, waste matter. Umishom yoytzei haruach shel hanaficha, and that's the source of these gases that the person is passing when they ate something that didn't agree with them completely, or they ate something again that the body is responding to in this way. Shekol ze hefech kedushas hatfilin, and all of this is the opposite of the holiness of tefillin, shehem bechinas ruach chayim amitiim, which we learned in the previous shurim here, that tefillin represents the true spirit of life, spirituality, bechinas ruach elikim, the spirit of Hashem, shehu biurei Torah, which helps a person understand the Torah and come up with new clarification of the Torah, shehu bechinas anova amitiis, which is synonymous with true humility. V'zeh shehoichiach hanovi. Okay, so now Rav Nosson Zal told us his opinion, the opinion of the Torah on these gases, where they're coming from, that they're associated with psoilus, which is synonymous with avoydezora, gaiva, which is the opposite of tefillin, which is ruach hachaim, anova, biurei Torah. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring clear support for this. V'ze shehoichiach hanovi eschirom melech tzoyer al goydel geyusoi. And this is why we find in the Navi Yecheskel, chapter 28, where the Navi reprimands Chiram, the king of Tzor, for his arrogance. K'may shekosov, as the pasuk says there, ya'an gova libcha, because of the fact that you displayed such arrogance, V'omar lo yoz betoichachdoi, and the Navi tells King Chiram, Meleches tupecha venigvecha beyoim hiborecha koinonu. You think you're such a big shot, you think you're so great, the sound of your drums and the openings of your body, again, referring to when a person releases gas from the body and there's a noise that's made then, he says, beyoim hiborecha koinonu. This was all prepared on the day you were created. Who are you? You're nothing. Hashem created you. And Hashem created you in a manner to remind you who you are, that you're not so great. Hashem created these drums in the body, that the body makes noises sometimes, these unpleasant noises. And the body releases these unpleasant odors. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi HaKadosh points out over there, Afal pi shenosati l'cho ha-kovoid hazeh, that the Navi was speaking in the name of Hashem, telling this King Hiram, that even though I gave you this honor, that you were appointed a king, Yoidea hoyisi shetizgoer, I knew that you're going to become arrogant. You're going to forget who gave you everything you have. Vo'osisi b'cho meleches tupim unikovim. And Hashem says, and I designed your body in such a way that your body has these drums in it, the drum beats, and these openings of the body that release waste matter, they release foul odors. Hamoitzim ruach kekoil zemer ketoif, which release air, and they release, like this music, like a drum. Ubecho ubom hoyulecho lehizboinein ad kan l'shon Rashi zal. And Rashi points out over there, Hashem was saying to Hiram, this should have made you think that you're not so big, you're not so great. Look at you. You're a physical body that releases foul odors and all of these kind of things. So don't be such a big shot. Ki ikar meleches tupim unikovim shemishom ruach hanaficha nimshach migeus. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the fact that a human being experiences this, that the body makes these sounds, these unpleasant sounds, when a person is releasing these gases, this comes from arrogance. Shehu ruach govoya, which is described as a person feeling great, ki tzoya avodah zarah, and it's associated with waste matter, with releasing wastes from the body, which again, waste matter is one of the terms that's used in the Torah representing idol worship, the opposite of Hashem. V'Hashem Yisborach Yotzar Es Odom B'Chochma Niflo. Hashem created us with incredible wisdom. Hashem used incredible chochma in how he designed the human body. Sheyenase Mehayeshus V'Hapsoiles Sirchon V'Tinuf Kozeh. That from the physical matter, the physical things that we eat and drink, it's released from the body in the form of waste, which has a foul odor to it. It's a disgust, tinuf, an ugliness. Reach ra kozen, it's accompanied by this foul odor. Kidei sheha'odom yovin ve'yira shiflusai. Why did Hashem design the human body in such a way that we eat, and then from what we eat, it's processed in the body, and the waste is eliminated accompanied by this foul odor and this music that comes. So the person should see how small he is. Does he have any justification to be arrogant? Do I have justification to be arrogant? Look what I am. Look at my physical machine. Once I see that there's such a foul odor that comes from me and such foul waste matter that comes from me, do I have what to be arrogant about? Do I have what to feel like a big shot about? As Rashi HaKadosh continues to expound on this over there, al pasuk maleches tupechanal, on the pasuk where the Navi tells Hiram the work of the drums that play inside of you, the drum beat. V'zelishoinoi, this is the wording of Rashi over there. Bezois hishvisicholoi veloi bacheres. With this, I compared you to him, and not with something else. Ubecho nistakalti, and I looked at you. I looked carefully at you. Uborosi tupim unikovim bodom arishoyim, And I designed Adam HaRishon, I created man in such a way that man has these drums inside of him and these openings of the body from which waste matter is released. Nimtza. So we see from this, She'ikar inyan zeh nimshach migasu saruach, that the fact that the human body operates in such a way that when a person eats something that doesn't agree with them completely, or when the body is processing these wastes, it ends up making these sounds sometimes and releasing a foul odor. This is associated with gaiva, with gasa saruach, a ruach ra, it's called. The opposite of ruach elokim, which we said is another term for humility. Alkein, therefore, tefillin, shehem ha-hepech mizeh, tefillin, which we learned in the previous shurim, that tefillin is the opposite of all of this. Tefillin gives a person humility. Tefillin is ruach elokim. It's those holy parshiyos that are found inside. Alkein tzrichin guf noki. Therefore, when a person's wearing tefillin, they must make sure that the body is clean at the time. No foul odors, no. And this is why at the end of the prophecy, al tzur v'tzidoin, where Hashem is, the Navi is reprimanding Chira Melech Tzor for his arrogance, kimavur shom binyan, as you see over there in chapter 28 in Yechezkel, Messiah shom b'Yeshuas Yisrael. The Navi concludes, he ends off on a positive note regarding the salvation of the Jewish people. V'yeshvu al admosam ashenosati lav diyakoy, that the Jewish people will live on their land, which I have given to my servant Yaakov Avinu. Upirish Rashi, and take a look at the wording that Rashi uses over there. Kemoy shenitno liyakov nachlo bali metzorim. Just as it was given, when Hashem gave it to Yaakov Avinu, he said, I'm giving you a land without boundaries. If you recall, we mentioned earlier that gaiva is all about boundaries. This is my space. I don't want you invading my space. Whereas humility is referred to as nachlo bali metzorim. Open, completely open, no boundaries at all. A person who says, I'm nothing, nothing is not here or there. It's not in the right or the left. It's everywhere. It has no boundaries to it. So this concept of nachla bali metzorim represents anova, the anova of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Yaakov Avinu, the opposite of the gaiva, which Chira Melech Tzor displayed here, for which the prophet was reprimanding him. Ki bechinas nachla bali metzorim hu bechinas chaim nitzchiim. Because this land with no boundaries, this represents the eternal life that we spoke about earlier. Bechinas tchias amesim, like when the dead will be brought back to life, shehu anova v'shiflus. And as we saw earlier, olam haba, the world to come, the future, that's going to be for the small people, for the little people. Olam haba is created with the letter yud to show that this is the humility of the person. That's what's going to be involved in olam haba and tchias amesim. Hepecha gaiva, the opposite of gaiva. V'alkein nismechu zelo zeh. And this is why these two things are written near each other, where the Navi reprimands Chira Melech Tzor about his gaiva, and he mentions specifically that he's bloated, and Hashem, despite the fact that Hashem showed him, look who you are, you're a human machine, look how the human body works. It has this waste matter and the foul odors and everything, and that's supposed to keep us in check, to let us know who we are, that we're not so, we shouldn't feel great and arrogant. And right after that, the Navi says, but the Jewish people, the good ones, they will receive nachala bali metzorim, which corresponds, that's the concept of tchias amesim, which is tied into this shiflus, the humility. Paragraph Yudalit. V'zeh b'chinas tfilin shel roish, u'mishom yoytzei ho'er, shu b'chinas kesher shel dalid, shemechuber b'shel roish. With this, we're going to understand, Rav Nosson Zal now is going to touch again on the different parts of the tefillin. We have the tefillin shel roish, which is the holiest part of the tefillin, where there are four separate compartments. Each parsha is in its own separate compartment. and the light goes from the tefillin shorosh, it goes via the straps to the kesher, to the knot that's in back of the head, the straps that's in back of the head, the kesher shel dalet shemechubar b'shorosh, which is attached to the tefillin shorosh, v'achar kach yoytzei meishom oyer hatefillin shel yad. And from there it extends further down to the tefillin shel yad. Umishom yoytzei oyer hakesher shel yad shehu yud, and from the tefillin shel yad, we have that yud that's attached to it, the strap that's bound to the box of the tefillin shel yad, that shape of the yud. Shetzorich li zoher sheyis samoch latefillin, whereby there's a special inyan to be careful that that yad, that yud, must be tightly attached to the box of the tefillin. V'lo yizach misham, it should not move from there. That the straps have to be tied in such a way that that yud is very tightly attached to the box, kemavur bekavonas, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. So the order is, the order that he described here is tefillin shel roish, then the kesher, then the shel yad. Rak shebahanocha, however, when you're putting on tefillin, tzorech loniach tchilo hashel yad, first you put on the shel yad, etc. Kemoshekosav shom bekavonas, as the Arizal explains what's happening Kabbalistically as we do this. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this. Ki tefillin shel roish shehem b'metzach keneged aponim, because the tefillin shel roish, which are worn on the forehead, opposite the face, ze b'chinas oyer haponim, that represents kavyochol the light of Hashem's face, or the light of the face of the tzaddikim, as we mentioned earlier. Chochma sodom toyer ponov, the pasuk says, that the knowledge, the wisdom of a person shines on his face. That's the light of the face. Hainu bechinas hisnoitzetzus hamoichin shemekablim meistaklus pnei tzaddik. This refers to the awakening of our brain that takes place when a person looks at the face of the tzaddik, as we explained earlier. This chapter of Likutei Halachos is based on chapter 72 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal focuses there on the importance of looking at the face of a tzaddik, and when the tzaddik is looking at us, he's conveying gedula. He's shining gedula into us. He's shining his noitzet to samoichin. That's what really awakens our brain. By looking at the tzaddik looking back at us, we receive authority, malchus. Just like the pasuk says in Chumash by Moshe Rabbeinu, Yisro said to him, V'ato secheze mikolom, you will look at the people, and by doing that, you will be giving them, you will appoint leadership. Ki hamalchus mekusher b'hamoichin, because malchus, kingdom, authority, is connected to the sechel. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, melech osur borohotim, a king who is tied with straps, referring to the straps of the tefillin. K'mayshukosav sham, as Rabbeinu Zal, as the Zohar HaKodesh says over there, and Rabbeinu Zal quotes this, that the malchus is attached to the chochma, to the sechel. V'ze b'chinas ha'kesher shel dalid shemekusher b'shel roish. This is the concept of that dalid that we have in the Ritzuas that's attached to the tefillin shel roish. That dalid ze b'chinas melech osur borohotim borohitei moichim. That refers to the melech who is attached with the straps of the brain. Ki hamalchus b'chinas dalid ki yodua, because the mida of malchus is represented by the letter dalid, as is known. The letter dalid is miloshin dalus, poor, poverty, and malchus is referred to as poor. The Zohar HaKadosh defines malchus deleslo migarmo klum. It has nothing of its own. A melech, the term malchus, is not something that I have. Gvura is my muscles. Chochma is in my brain. Malchus is dependent on whether other people choose to accept my authority on them or they choose not to accept. They just announced today that Mubarak and his kids and six guys of the police, are the trial is being renewed today. Why? Because the people decided, 80 million people decided, no more Mubarak. We don't want his authority. He's not in charge here anymore. So we see that Malchus is something that has nothing of its own. It itself is poor. That's how the Zohar Kodesh refers to it. It's represented by the letter Dalet, Miloshin Dal, Dalus, poor. It has no light of its own except what it receives from others. Others accept the authority. Or Kabbalistically, Malchus, we said, represents the moon, which receives its light from the sun. It has no light of its own. It reflects the light of the sun. So Malchus is represented by the letter Dalet. So the Dalet that we wear in our tefillin shell, in back, in the straps, in back of the head, some people have one Dalet, some people have a double Dalet. But in any case, it's that letter Dalet that represents the Malchus, which is attached to the Moichin. Ki kesher shel dalet shebishel roish ze bechinas malchus moshiach ki adua. Because that kesher, that dalet in the ritzuas of the shel roish, represents the kingdom of Moshiach, as is known, as is brought in the Zohar Kodesh and the Arizal, shehu koilel kol hagedula vahamalchus shemekabel kol echod mehistaklos pnei tzadik. Moshiach represents all of the authority that all of Klal Yisrael receives by looking at the tzaddik. That was when Moshe Rabbeinu was looking at the people, and when they were looking to him, he was giving out malchus to each and every person. This one will be a leader of thousands, this one a leader of hundreds. All of that malchus put together is the malchus of David Moshiach. That's why we mentioned that Yehuda, this week's parsha, where Yaakov Avinu gives the blessings to his sons, and each one is unique in its own way. Yehuda, his name is made up of the letters Yud Ke Vav Ke and a Dalet. He has Hashem's name, Yud Ke Vav Ke, and it's brought that that name represents the pasuk Vohoyo Hashem Lemelech, that Hashem is found by the king. The kingdom comes from Shevet Yehuda. Dovid HaMelech is a descendant of Yehuda, and the Dalet represents David, Moshiach. The Dalet stands for David. So Vohoya Hashem Lemelech, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is by the Melech, by the Malchus. So we see that the Dalet represents the Malchus of Moshiach. Al Yidei Zeh Zoichen L'chidushei U'biyurei HaTorah. And Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Likut Imran that when the Tzaddik looks at the people and he beams out this Malchus, this Gedula, and he beams out this Hisnoitzitzut Samoichin, that people's brains are activated, their activated brains are able to see Biurei Torah, new explanations in the Torah. Vezeh Bechinas HaTfilin Shel Yad, and that's the concept of the Tfilin. So we have the Tfilin Shel Roish, which is the Hisnoitzitzut Samoichin, we have the Kesher, which is the Malchus, and we say that this leads to Biurei HaTorah. This leads to new explanations in Torah. Rav Nosson Lal says that's the Tefillin Shel Yad. Sheshom Yesh Parshiyos. The Tefillin Shel Yad also has Parshiyos in it. Sheheim Moichen Gemurin, which are complete package of Seichel. Zeh Bechinas Biurei HaTorah. And that's the concept of explanations of Torah. Bechinas Be'er Hanal, the wellspring that we mentioned earlier, and we're going to touch on this again later. Dahainu, the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal brings over there on the Likut Imran, Be'er Chafaruha Sorim, a well that was dug out by Sorim, by rulers, by leaders. Kamay Shekosu Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 72 on the Likut Imran, the Sorim again is the Malchus. A Sar is a Moshe. Sar Ho'elef, Sori Meoy, Sori Chamishim, Sori Asorois. Interesting, maybe just while we're on the topic, quick side note. There's a Sefer Yalkut Horuveni, which is a medrash, a collection of medrashim, but not just medrash, they bring from the Zohar Kodesh and Sifrei Kabbalah many times also. So they bring over there where it discusses, on the Chumash, where it discusses that Moshe Rabbeinu was setting up the hierarchy of the authority of the Jewish people, the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. That's what he was setting up at the time. Yisrael suggested to him, you can't handle it all by yourself. You have to have people under you. So he mentions there these four categories. Sore Alofim, Sore Meois, Sore Chamishim, Sore Asorois. So he brings from there, from either from the Zohar Kodesh or Sifrei Kabbalah, that there are four klipois that there are four forces of tuma that represent the power of the other side. And we refer to them when we say in our tefillah, v'hu rachum yechaper ovoin, v'lo yashchis, v'her b'hol loshiv apoi, v'lo yor kachamosoi. We ask Hashem with his kindness to forgive us for our sins, ovoin, and Hashem should not be mashchis, Hashem should not destroy, and Hashem should hold back his af, his anger, and his chema. Af, chema, mashchis, and ovoin. These are terms that are used very often in the Torah about kaviochel, when things are not good, when we commit sins, thereby strengthening the other side. So they bring that there are these four klipos which are called af, chema, mashchis, and ovoin. They represent the other side. Corresponding to them, we have the Malchus of Kedusha, which Moshe Rabbeinu defined as Sori Alofim, Sori Meois, Sori Chamishim, and Asoris. The first letters of those four words, Alofim Aleph, Meois Mem, Chamishim Ches, and Asoris, are the first four letters of those four forces of the Sitra Achra, Af, Chema, Mashchis, and Ovoin. Those four forces of Klipa. Corresponding to them, Moshe Rabbeinu was going to establish the Malchus of Kedusha, the kingdom of Kedusha, which opposes the Malchus of the Sitra Achra. These are always Zeh le'umaseh, just like Yaakov and Esav, that it says that when Rivka saw the tug of war going on inside of her, she went to the yeshiva of Shem Vever, and they told her, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, that there are two nations inside of you, and the word Goyim is written without the Vav. So the Gemara says Geyim. Geyim means rulers. Two rulers inside of you that are battling it out. Yaakov Avinu, who represents the Malchus of Kedusha, Esav, who represents the Malchus of the Sitra Achra. Okay, back to earth. V'alkein, Tfilin Shel Yad Keneged Halev. And with this we'll understand also why the Tfilin Shel Yad are worn opposite, they point opposite the heart, bebechinas koshrom alibcha tomid. As the pasuk says, bind the words of Torah, attach the words of Torah to your heart at all times. Bechinas, as we say in Oleinu, viodato hayom vahashevose levavecha. You will understand, you will know about Hashem in your head, and you'll communicate it to your heart. That's the most important place. Sheho ikar Lekasher Hadas El Halev. The most important thing is to connect the brain and the heart, to attach that das into the heart, because the heart is the arena where they're fighting it out. The Yetzer Toiv, the Pasuk says in Koheles, Lev Chocham Liyaminoi, Lev Ksil Ismoiloi. An intelligent person favors the right side of his heart, his Yetzer Tov, and a fool follows the left side of his heart, the Yetzer Hara. So it's critical when a person is learning, it's not enough. There are many people who are very smart. The Germans, Yamach Shemom Vezichram, were very smart, right? Mercedes-Benz, all that this, they had it all up here, but it had no connection to the heart. In their heart, there was a viciousness. They were able to do things that animals can't do. You know, heartless, totally heartless. And Lahavdil, what separates the Jews from Lahavdil the Goyim, Rabbi Nazal says that the Gemara says that if somebody tells you that there's no Chochmah by Goyim, don't believe them. They're wrong. There is Chochmah by the Goyim. Goyim have Chochmah. So what's the difference between the Chochmah, the Goyim, and the Jews? Rabbi Nazal writes, their Chochmah is without heart. Their Chochmah is Bali Lev, and by us, the Iker Chochmah, the whole purpose of all the Chochmah is to be funneling into the heart. We say, in other words, all tremendous emphasis. It's not enough to have it up here. You can have it up here and be the lowest lowlife, the lowest degenerate, as we saw these intellectuals were able to be. The most important thing is to v'zeh naseh al yedei bi'urei v'chidushi ha-Torah. This is accomplished through the explanations and the new revelations of Torah, al yedei shemetzamtzemim hitznoitzetzu samoichin, by a person taking the bright light that's glowing in the brain and being mitzamsim it, constricting it, b'seichel gadol, b'malecha gadola. It takes tremendous intelligence for a person to take everything they have up in the brain and constrict it. B'bechinas b'chochma u'b'tvuna u'b'das u'b'chol melocha. As it says, when Bezalel and Olive were building the Mishkan, Hashem said, v'amali yoseh b'ruach elokim, I'm going to give them a heavenly spirit. Chochma, tvuna, das, kol melocha. And they're going to use all of that, they're going to employ all of that to build this house for Hashem. Ad sheboyne mehem hachidish v'habir shemegalim. When a person is building a chiddush in Torah, when a person comes up with a new thought in Torah, he has to gather from all kinds of different sources, all kinds of different places, and he has to synthesize it together, put it together, bring it all together into one place, and format it in a way that it develops and results in the new revelation or explanation in Torah that he's giving forth. Why? V'alkein shel yad b'bayis echod. This will explain to you why in the tefillin shel roish, the parshiyos are each in its own individual compartment. When it comes down to the shel yad, all the parshiyos are on one piece of parchment in one bayis. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us, because that's exactly how a person develops chidushei Torah. Ki kisheroitzen lahamshich biyurei ha-Torah, because when a person wants to bring forth an understanding of Torah that's coming from the fact that their brain was elevated, their brain was turned on, and the brain is pumping iron now, it's flying, it's rolling, Iker hachidish v'habiur hu ma shemachnisin hitznoitzitzu samoichin l'toich bayis echod. The way that a person brings forth a clarity in Torah, a new explanation in Torah or a revelation in Torah, is by being able to bring together different ideas, different concepts, and put it all into one place, into one bias. Ki divrei Torah aniyim b'mekoimom v'ashirim b'mokom acher. Because the Gemara says that the nature of Torah, especially Torah Shebal Peh, is designed in such a way that it's poor in one place and rich in another place, meaning the Gemara will touch on a certain topic in a certain place in Brochus, and it'll give you 2-3 lines on that. And it's not till you learn Masech the Shabbos or something else that over there you're going to see they open it up much, much more. And then in Shabbos, there are certain things that are presented very briefly. In Brochus, they give a whole big explanation. It's like a jigsaw puzzle that it's only if you go through the whole puzzle, the whole thing, each piece is filling in something which over here you only get a little bit of it, you get the full explanation, a much bigger explanation over there, and vice versa. So therefore, v'ikar habiur v'hadrush, and therefore, for a person to have clarity in Torah, and to be able to expound on Torah, huma shemechabrim chochmois ha-Torah mikama v'kama v'koymois rechoikim, it's by taking the knowledge of Torah from a few different places, totally, you know, distant places, coming from here, a piece from here, and a piece from over there, u'mechabrim oisam yachad l'toich drushu bir echod, and being able to join them together into one discussion of Torah. People who give drushes, major drushes in Torah, major chidushim, or even shilas and shuvas, you see how the rabbi builds it, by taking pieces from all over the place, all different areas of Torah, which seem unrelated at first. And he weaves them together in a way that he shows the thread that unites all of them to be able to build the thing that he wants to bring forth. In that one bias. Ki betchilo hisnoitzet samoichen heim baharbe batim. Because in the beginning, this knowledge, this light of Torah, is in a few, in different places. It's in this Gemara over here, that Gemara, it's all over the place. Ki kol moyach u'moyach nimshoich l'toich bayis miyuchad. Because each individual piece of sechel is in its own bias. Shebiklolom heim dalid. Which if we want to summarize them, if we want to bring them down to their most basic elements, there's four of them, which is, as we said, like Hashem said about Bezalel and Oholiyov, I'm going to give them all the knowledge they need to design the Mishkan. What's all the knowledge? Das, Chochma, Tvuna, Das, Kol Melocha. Four, it's defined as four units. That's the four batim in the Tefillin Shel Roish. ki me goydel hisnoy tzutzum v'harosum yefshir lekaplam b'bayis echod. Because they're so powerful and so vast, you can't have them all in one box. They have to have, each one of them has to have their own separate individual compartment. Ki em ba'ar babatim. Aval achar kach, but when we take that knowledge and we shrink it to feed into the malchus, into that dalid of the strap in the back, it manifests itself in the malchus, the authority that each and every single individual person is receiving, like they got from Moshe Rabbeinu, where he gave out this appointeeship to each and every one, and Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, that when each person receives authority, he receives the ability to clarify the Torah, to study Torah, and to understand Torah, and to expound on the Torah. That authority that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving out, part of that authority is the ability to understand the Torah. Then the people take these different aspects of knowledge and they bring it together into one bias. That's the shalyad. Because that's the whole basis, the whole purpose of an explanation in Torah is to address a specific issue. A rabbi asks a question, a certain question. In order to address that question, he takes us on a tour of a couple of different places throughout the Torah and shows us, see what it says here, see what it says there, see what it says, and then he puts it all together and brings it back to that one place, to that one bias. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the Pasuk says about the Korban Pesach. Be'bayis echod ye'ochel. It must be eaten in one house. They can't eat some of it here, some of it over there. It's impossible for a person to eat the Torah. We see that terminology is used over there. Reim refers to Chochma and Bina. It's referring to Sechel. It's referring to Torah. It's impossible to utilize Sechel properly unless the person is able to take different pieces of knowledge and bring it together, bring it into one place. There are people who are called scatterbrained. There are people who have a lot of knowledge, but they can't utilize it. They can't apply it to be able to get a direction or to be able to produce a product. Sometimes you want to produce a product and they have this, there's this technology, that, there's this piece, that. The trick is to be able to take the different pieces, put it together into one bias, put it together into one thing. Shezeo b'chinas tefillin shel yad. This is the concept of the tefillin shel yad. Shu b'chinas be'er hanal. That's the be'er chafaru asom. That's that well. Shehu be'bayis echot kanal. Where the parshias are all in one bias. Val yedei bi'urei atoiro nimshach busha kidoy lekanal. And Rabbeinu Zal went on to explain there that when a Jew is zeichet to a clarity, a new clarity in Torah, through that new clarity in Torah, he draws upon himself shame and embarrassment, a feeling of shame in the presence of Hashem, meaning he recognizes how small he is compared to Hashem. Just like when Hashem gave the Torah at Har Sinai, through that revelation of Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know what the result of it all is? Lemantia yirosoy al paneichem, so that you will have the fear of Hashem on your faces. And the Gemara says, Zu habusha. This means that shyness, that feeling of embarrassment in the presence of Hashem. So just like by Matan Torah, that was one of the most important results of the revelation of Torah, was to make us recognize how big Hashem is and how small we are in comparison. So too, when a person comes to the tzaddik and he looks at the tzaddik, and the tzaddik beams that gedula, that malchus, and those biuri ha-Torah, the person also feels this smallness. The person doesn't walk out with an arrogance. He walks out with a recognition of how great Hashem is, how great the Torah is, how great the tzaddik is, and how small I am in comparison. V'zeh b'chinas yad keher. Now you'll understand why the tefillin shel yad is specifically on the weaker hand. It's called, the wording in the pasuk is Yad Keheh. The Gemara learns out, and the word Yadcha is spelled with a hey at the end, which is totally unnecessary. So the Gemara learns out, Yad Keheh, the weaker hand. You wear your tefillin shel yad on the weaker hand. Shesham hanochas tefillah shel yad. Yad Keheh zebechinas busha. The weaker, the word Keheh, which means weaker, also means shame and embarrassment. Shenicheh ponov, where a person's face turns pale. Pale being a sign of weakness, like a person who hasn't eaten, and you see their face is pale. So that's this, shenicheh ponov machmas busha, where a person's face turns white from shame and embarrassment. Kamei shekosev, as the pasuk says, veloy kiheh bom. This is talking about where the Navi is reprimanding Eli HaKohen, whose sons were out of line, whose sons were doing all kinds of bad things, and you didn't reprimand them, you didn't embarrass them. Shenemar al sheloi goar bohem v'loi bishom al maaseihem. This is reprimand that was being given for the fact that Eli HaKohen didn't yell at his kids and didn't embarrass them over their misdeeds. V'zeh, this is another pasuk in Navi where the pasuk says, upishte keha lo yechabeno. Shenemar al hatzadikim. That pasuk is written about the tzadikim. Shenikroim pishte keha. They're referred to as like pale flax. Al shem shehim baishonim. Because of the fact that tzadikim are shy. They have this shyness, this pale face, like a person who's umidas habusha al pneim. They have that quality of a shyness on their face. There's a pasuk, Boruch HaGever Asher Yiftach Bashem. The Gemara says you can recognize a real Jew through three qualities. Baishonim, Rachmonim, Gomlei Chasodim. That a Jew by nature is a Baishon. They have that shyness, the opposite of brazenness, arrogance. Rachmonim, by nature, they feel pity for a person in distress, a person who's struggling. And Gomlei Chasodim, they like to show kindness. So it's brought that the first letters of Baishonim, Rachmonim, Goyim Lechasotim is this Gever. A Gever, Boruch HaGever Asher Yiftach Bashem, these qualities of Goyim Lechasotim, Baishonim, Rachmonim. So we say here that Tzadikim are referred to as Pishte Keher, a pale, the pale flax, the paleness implying that shyness. Valyidei HaBusha, Zeichin Lechaim Nitzchim Anal. And through this shyness, this busha, they're zeichet to eternal life. Dahainu shenichya hanova, with the humility of the person, that's what's going to be brought back to life. Remember, we quoted those psukim, yokitsu varanenu shoichne ofor, that those who are lying in the dirt, those who consider themselves like dirt, they're the ones who will wake up and sing. Vezeh bechinas kesher shel yud, shemekusher b'shel yad. And now you understand why that letter yud is attached to the tefillin shel yad. Shehu b'chinas anova. We mentioned before the yud is the littlest letter in the aleph bays. It represents humility. B'chinas chayolam haba kemavur leil hei tivayin shom. The yud is the letter with which Hashem created olam haba. Ki beko Hashem tzur olamim. V'al kein koishren oisei b'smoil. And this is why we tie the tefillin shel yad on our left hand, lehachmia sitra demoisa, to thereby subdue the other side, the left side, shenechas besitra desmolikida, which is attached to the left hand. Kize ikar tachlis kavonas hatfilin, because this is the main goal in our intentions in putting on tefillin, lehachmia ulevatel sitra demoisa, to weaken and eliminate the sitra achra, the gaiva, the avodah zara, all of those things. Ulahalois mimoves lechaim, and to elevate from death, to go up from death to life. We said the pasuk Hashem aleihem yichyu. Hashem is upon them; they live. The Gemara says that refers to tefillin. Tefillin is called chaim. Dahainu liskois lebechinas chaim nitzchiim, meaning for a Jew to be zeichet to eternal life, shehu bechinas anova, which is synonymous with humility. We said that's the part that's going to be brought back in the future. Paragraph Tesvov, V'alkein hatfilin heim bechinas yira, k'moy shem razal. And this is also why tefillin represent fear of Hashem, a healthy fear, Not a fear that kills, that shortens a person's life, a fear that lengthens a person's life. There's a pasuk, Yiras Hashem Toisif Yomim. As the Gemara points out in Brochas, Tavov, Kalidei Hisnoitzitzus Hamoichin, because we said earlier that when the person looks at the tzaddik, and when the tzaddik looks at the person, it activates the person's brain. And thereby the tzaddik is distributing gedula, authority, to each and every person according to what they're supposed to receive. Through which we're zeche to have the ability to understand and explain the Torah. And this brings upon the person a great respect and fear of Hashem, kemoi b'shas matan Torah, just as the Jews received that when they received the Torah on Har Sinai. Kemoi shekos v'shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran, that whenever there are these new biurei Torah, we experience something similar to what we experienced on Har Sinai. Shekol zehu b'chinas tefillin. And we showed how all of this is included in tefillin. V'alkein huksha kol ha-toira le-tefillin. And this is why the Gemara compares the entire Torah to tefillin. K'mashikosva, as the Gemara quotes the pasuk, which is written about tefillin, lemantia toiras Hashem beficha. That in order that the Torah of Hashem should always be on your lips. And we had learned out from there that the tefillin has to be written on a kosher species of animal. And the Gemara learns out from there that just like tefillin, so too sefer Torah. Ki ha-tefillin hein b'chinas kabolas ha-Torah b'chol yoim. Because when a Jew is putting on tefillin, it's like he's receiving the Torah on Har Sinai. That's kabolas ha-Torah. Hainu b'chinas biurei ha-Torah shenim shochem e-hisnoitzetz samoichin. We said that tefillin, we showed that tefillin are lezikoroin beineinecha, that tefillin, the light of tefillin is coming from the eyes of the tzaddik looking upon the person. And that results in this gedula being distributed, and that results in these biurei ha-toira, just like at Matan Torah. V'alkein, and therefore, ha-tzaddikim, v'ha-ksherim ha-nilvim aleihem, Hein bechinas hatfilin shel kol Yisrael. The true tzaddikim and the religious people that are close to them, that are attached to them, they represent the tefillin of Klal Yisrael. Ki heim hape'er shel Yisrael. They are the beauty of the Jewish people. The beauty of the Jewish people are the tzaddikim and those who are close to them. Ki hatzaddik hu pe'er hador. Because the tzaddik is called the beauty of the generation. Shezeh b'chinas tefillin. And that's what tefillin is. Shenikra pe'er. There's a pasuk in Yechezkel, when Yechezkel lost one of his close relatives, Hashem said to him that even though an ovel usually cannot do certain things, you're an exception to the rule. Pe'ercha chovu sholecha. You will, yes, wear your pe'er. Referring to tefillin. Tefillin is called pe'er. Your beauty, your crown of beauty. So we see that tefillin is called pe'er, and Rabbeinu Zal coined the term pe'er, referring to the tzaddik. The tzaddik is called the pe'er hador, the beauty of the generation. Ukemavur mizeh besichos Yakodesh Zal, mashomar al hagoin hatzaddik horav mi Berdichev zatzal. As we heard in the discussion that Rabbeinu Zal said about Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, shehu bechinas tefillin. He referred to him as tefillin, ki hu pe'er hador, ayin shom. This was a story that took place, I think it was a little more than a year before Rabbi Nachman passed away. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berdichev passed away 11 months before Rabbi Nachman. He passed away in Tishrei, and Rabbi Nachman, not even 11 months, like almost 12 months, 11 and a half months. His Yortzad, I believe, is towards the end of Tishrei, Chav Ches Tishrei, something like that, Chavav Tishrei, and Rabbi Nachman is Chai Tishrei, the following year. And it's brought that the year before that, Rabbi Nachman heard that Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berdichev was traveling the way he usually traveled, but he ended up traveling much, much further than he usually did. He went much further away from home base than usual. And again, travel then wasn't like today. You get on a plane, and in 3 hours, you're from Israel to Ukraine. In those days, it took days. It was days of travel. So Rabbi Nachman, when he heard that Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was going through much more travel than normal, travel is golus, exile, he said he wants to have his tefillin checked. Rabbi Nachman wanted to have his tefillin checked. And he gave his tefillin to be checked, and the sofer looked it over, and the sofer told him that his tefillin are beautiful. So one of his students asked Rabbi Nachman, what ma kesher? Why? So he said, when I heard that Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchev is the Pe'er Hador, he's one of the leading tzaddikim of the generation. When I heard that he was experiencing this golus, this exile, not just traveling, but having to travel much further than usual, I was afraid that could have a negative effect on the tefillin. That's why I wanted to have my tefillin checked. So we see the connection between tefillin that are called Pe'er Chavoshalecha, and the tzaddik who is called Pe'er. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that again, when a Jew puts on tefillin, he's receiving the light of the tzaddikim. That same light that Rabbeinu Zal explains that a person gets by looking at the eyes of the tzaddik, looking into the face of the tzaddik, that's what we take upon ourselves when we put tefillin on. V'chol ha-mekurovim lohem, v'hanilvim aleihem, and all those who are close to the tzaddikim and attached to them, mekablim ikar ha-hisparus mehem. They receive their whole beauty, the beauty, the light, the spiritual light, from them. V'chein talmidehem, v'talmidei talmidehem. And this continues from generation to generation. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai, Meser liYeshua. Yeshua passed it on to the next one, next one to the next one. This is what gets passed down from generation to generation. These biurei haTorah, this pe'er, this beauty. Kulam mekablim haHisparus mehem. All of us receive this beauty from them, from the tzaddikim. Shehu bechinas oyer haTfilin, of which an example of this is the light of the tefillin, shenem shochim mehistaklus pnei tzaddik, which we receive from looking at the face of the tzaddik, umehem mekablim kol Yisrael or kedushas tefillin b'chol yoyim. And it's from the tzaddikim that we receive this holy light of tefillin on a daily basis. Sometimes it takes a little effort to digest this. Again, the psukim, the gemaras, everything. But if you follow what we learned today, how it's connected to what we learned yesterday, the day before, he's weaving everything together. He showed from the beginning of this halacha, he gave us a short summary of the chapter on Likutei Moran, which spoke about what the benefits of looking at the face of a tzaddik, and he showed us the list, the chain that affects. Then he went into tefillin to show us how all the pieces on this chain are all found in the mitzvah of tefillin, and now he's putting both together. He's showing us how a Jew putting on tefillin properly, all the benefits that Klal Yisrael got at Matan Torah, the gedula that they received, the biurei haTorah and everything, and all the benefits that a Jew receives from coming close to tzaddikim, all go hand in hand with the tefillin. It's the same track exactly.